going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
My inner Kobe Bryant?
Not at all.
Job's not finished.
Yeah,
it job is not. Finished.
But
job's
it's not almost finished. Two more to go, Stoney.
Warriors win on Saturday, 104-93, and just an absolute classic again from Steph Curry.
Oof.
He was absolutely tremendous. Best player on the floor. Got a lot of help on Saturday from Buddy Hield, from Gary Payton II. And the Warriors beat the Rockets again by 11. And now they're up 2-1. Game 4 coming right at you tonight, 7 o'clock. You can catch Warriors live at 6. And the Warriors could take a 3-1 lead, Goo. But before we get ahead to Game 4, we got to get into Game 3.
Yeah, and it was incredible, and I got to tell you, there was a moment late second half, 6 minutes left, the Rockets had a 12-point lead, and I'm looking at the Rockets like this is an opportunity with a capital O to take down the Warriors and maybe take control of this series and go up 2-1 without arguably one of their best players, Robin, Batman, whichever you want, Superman, Jimmy Butler was not on the court, and for the Warriors to come back with a guy named the Chef, and that's Wardell Stephen Curry, Stoney. It was special. Buddy Hield, we've been asking where you at, buddy. No pun intended. He showed up, and Gary Payton II, Stoney, to go on his own personal 9-0 run. They got the Warriors in position now to step on their neck. I won't say the guy that predicted the Warriors to win this series in 5, it's over. I don't know Jimmy's status, but Steph Curry, Stoney, is playing basketball at a top 3 level of guys left in the playoffs, and I just got goosebumps thinking, handle business tonight, I know, but where this thing can go when you talk about what I used to tell the kids when they would go outside, close the door. And if they can close out the Rockets tonight, I mean, man, Stoney, we don't know where this thing is headed.
Well, they can't close them out tonight.
You can go up 3-1.
But they can go up 3-1. I'll start. I mean, look, we're going to talk about Steph Curry most of the day.
Jesus.
Because he was just absolutely phenomenal. But Buddy Hield, you know, we've been waiting for that game for a while. And one of the things I've been saying about Hield kind of all season is just the reason that Steve Kerr goes to him every single game.
Tell me.
Is because you have to give him a chance to have that kind of game. And even though he's been a little bit subpar over the last month or two, what he did on Saturday was he shot the ball well, and it impacted the Warriors winning the ball game. And so, as far as I'm concerned, you know, Buddy Hield, Gary Payton, and then, of course, Draymond and Steph brought that thing home. But I don't want to diminish what Buddy Hield did. When he makes shots like that,
right,
they're capable of beating anybody.
No doubt. And I'll say this, Donnie. You can be like, dude, what are you talking about? Obviously, it's about making the bucket. But there's so many times in that game, in basketball games, especially the playoffs, when you make it. And when Buddy made his, along along with Steph and GP, Donnie, there was not a moment you could just breathe and kick your feet up on the table. They had to have it, and it was good to see. And I'm going to say this. I don't know if you know this stat. If you're the Houston Rockets, you got the Warriors averaging 15 points less than what their season average is through three games. So to me, that is you're doing your job defensively, but yet you're down in this series. And I keep going back to no Jimmy Butler, and the Rockets couldn't pounce and hone in on that. And to battle back from 12 the way they did, it was just a tremendous game, Stoney. The building was live, and I don't know what to expect tonight. I know it's not going to be easy, but I'll tell you what, the fact they did it without Butler has me just feeling just superb about this team's chances. What you got?
Do I get a victory lap today? Because now I'm starting to remember on Friday.
Look at the boss like,
now
oh,
I'm starting
God.
To remember.
Hey, thank you.
let me finish my thought. I could have sworn I said this team can win a game without Jimmy Butler. And you were a little bit more timid, but that's all right. You know what? I do so many victory laps, I'm in absolutely phenomenal shape.
I'm going to leave that up to Evan, but kind of stating the obvious. I don't know if that constitutes a victory lap,
why not?
They did do it. And the whole game, I just kept thinking, my gosh, you know, a guy that's come to town and Jimmy Butler and changed everything, you're without him. And you lost the game, basically, that he played, what, 8 minutes when he got hurt in game two. But, Stoney, it's not about Houston. That's your opponent tonight. But I got to think their psyche is as low as it's ever been, thinking we let one get away. And Jalen Green, I'm not going to blame him. He's up and down. He's young. But, Stoney, I feel like you keep putting these kind of games together, you might be playing yourself out of a Rocket uniform as great as your future is.
Yeah, you know, getting back to Hield for a sec. You know, the one thing I was thinking about Buddy Hield is he'll never
I don't want to put this.
He'll never help you lose a game more than he'll help you win a game. And what I mean by that is when Buddy doesn't play well, he's very seldom the reason or the main reason you lose the game. But when he does shoot well, it's such a bonus. And you could just see it happening on Saturday night. He was 5 for 11 from 3.
Big.
Made some big shots. And he gave the Warriors a place to get some scoring that they haven't really gotten any scoring. And they needed it because they didn't have Jimmy Butler. And then all of a sudden you get Gary Payton II and you get Buddy Hield chipping in, and that was just a little bit too much for the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, when you bring up Buddy Hield, Donnie, and you see the ball go in, and you talk about the last 5 years, who's made the most threes, I mean, that's a big sample size. So Buddy Hield making a three-pointer is not a shocker, but you know, you just wonder, Steiny, can it be more consistent? And we've seen him in and out of the starting lineup. But, man, oh, man, for him to have his best game of this series in 29 strong minutes when they were shorthanded is incredible. And I'm going to say this about Gary Payton II, too, because I got to keep going back to him, Steiny. I mean, the guy, there's not enough flowers, not enough floral locations to give him his flowers in regard to what he did on the defensive end and then offensively. They needed every part of it. And the first time this series that they've scored in a long time, over 100 points on the Rockets without Butler.
Yep, 888-957-9570 is the number. Going to be a fun show today. Once again, we are at the Agape Golf Tournament at Stone Tree Golf Club. It's presented by ATCO Pest Control. That's where we're broadcasting today. But let's get into Saturday's game for the Golden State Warriors. Again, 888-957-9570 is the number. The one thing I got to push back on. I think the Rockets are going to come out and try to play tonight like they played game two. The one thing about having a young team, I don't think they're demoralized.
Okay.
And if they are, I think they'll be ready to go. And they know they're one victory away from stealing home court back.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that Ime Udoka is the kind of coach that's even going to let them feel sorry for themselves. And quite honestly, if I were the Rockets, And I'm looking at that Saturday game. I'm not saying we blew it. I'm saying we just weren't good enough. Mm. And the Warriors, you know, they outscore you by 13 or 11 in the fourth quarter. You just can't do that. And then lastly, Goo, you know what? If you're going to shoot poorly from the free throw line,
that's where I was going. Then
you have no reason to make excuses. I mean, you left a lot of points at the line.
10. 14 to 24, 58%. Yeah, come on, it's the playoffs.
And it's not just 10 misses, 10 points. It's when those misses come over the course of a game, they always affect you in a negative way. And so the Rockets, you know, they didn't get it done at the free throw line. The Warriors got it done, of course, and now the Warriors are up 2-1 in this best of seven.
Stoney, I'm going to give you these numbers, and the definition is gravity. So the Warriors score 104 points. Steph Curry at age 37 plays 41 minutes. Do you understand they scored 99 points with Curry and only mustered up 5 without him in the 7 minutes that he didn't play? And again, we could sit here and stay here to 5 o'clock talking about the chef, but Stoney, the three-pointer he made where he caught the ball and didn't even give Jalen Green at the top of the key, top of the three, and just fire it. It was like, how many guys can make that shot and take it with confidence? But 99 points with Steph and only 5 without him. It's incredible, man.
One guy can make that shot.
One guy can.
Steph Curry.
Okay, got you.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Dan Daly. Let's talk
some Golden State Warriors basketball on 95.7 The Game. We'll be right back. We'll get it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
started with Warriors Live at 6 and tip-off at 7 o'clock. Warriors, they take Game 3, 104-93. Steph Curry, just another classic. It's really that simple. He was the best player on the floor like he is often, and he got some help from some sources that don't always come through. Gary Payton II and Buddy Hield, and now the Warriors, with a win tonight, can take control of this series. But the one thing that I will say about the Rockets is expect them to come out and play as hard as they have in each of the first three games. And that's one thing I got to give it up for the Rockets. I mean, they play hard, Gu.
Yeah.
They're young. They got a lot of room for growth, but they do play hard.
No doubt about it. And just to piggyback off of that, Stani, the first 19 minutes of this game, the Golden State Warriors, led by Steph Curry, had 19 points. So just think about that when you talk about what you just said, giving them a compliment, because they do come at you in waves, athleticism and nastiness. But I was a bit worried, like, man, this is going to be one of those. And let's put the right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. Stani, Curry had a phenomenal game, 36 mm-hmm. points, but can I dare say that was after a slow start? I was starting to think, oh, here we go. That number's at three, that number. And then he just took off like the 4th of July, man, an M1000.
So you haven't watched Steph enough to know that if he misses four out of his first five shots, he still might be all right?
I have, but, you know, recency bias is, you know, that game that Sunday that wasn't a playoff game where I'm in Thompson, held him to 3 points, and I know that was an outlier, but, man, a lot of minutes, when you talk about playoff minutes, that's a quarter and some change, and the Warriors had 27. And that's not just on Steph, but it's a tip of the cap to Houston, too. And the Warriors said, you know what, to hell with that, this will be the game, we'll eclipse 100 points, and they did.
I mean, honestly, as I'm watching that game through the first quarter and a big chunk of the second, I wasn't really encouraged. I was thinking, you know, this team right now feels like it's swimming upstream, felt like everything was difficult for them. And then you look at that, you look at the court or on the court, and there's no Jimmy Butler, and you start wondering, how is this team going to score enough, especially against this Rockets defense? And then what ends up happening? Well, Curry makes his usual, I don't know, what, 3 to 5,
yeah,
4 to 6 crazy shots, which changed the momentum. And then the next thing you know, Buddy Hield and Peyton are chipping in. So let's go to Richard. Richard's in Chicago. Richard, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. Yeah, I have a comment. You know, the way I look at it, in the next round is going to be four teams. Denver, the Nuggets, the Warriors, and Minnesota. Because I think Minnesota's going to take care of the Lakers. And OKC is another class in itself, but I think those four teams are going to be capable of winning, equally capable of beating the other, and end up in a Western Conference Finals. But I don't see much of a difference between those four teams, which is the Warriors, Minnesota, Denver, or the Clippers. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the one team you're forgetting is Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah, didn't mention that.
You know, Oklahoma City is there already, and I think that the Denver Clippers series, that's just a tough one for the loser of that series, because I do think that the loser of that series is going to be the best team that's been eliminated from the playoffs, unfortunately. No, but I mean, if the Warriors can get by the Rockets, they'll play obviously Minnesota or the Lakers, and they got a shot against either of those teams. They got to finish off the Rockets first, and tonight I think is going to be the type of game where if Jimmy Butler plays and Steph Curry plays and Draymond Green plays, and heck, even Looney, Payton, I really think they know this is the game they want, because if they could somehow wrap this thing up in 5-6 at the most,
huge,
get a couple days off before their next series, I think they'll greatly benefit from that, no doubt about it. Because, you know, the one thing I will say is I'm watching this the Warriors Rockets, but I'm watching every playoff series, and it's tough to get a win. It's grueling, and it takes its toll on players, especially veteran-type players. So a big part of this offseason, as far as I'm concerned, is going to be whether or not the Warriors can win the games they're supposed to win and take control of a series and hopefully give themselves some rest between series.
No doubt about it. And I'll say this to that point, Donnie. We know it's Operation Game 4 about tonight and finishing this series. But the bottom line is whoever they play in the next round, if they advance, they're going to start on the road. And, you know, like good taco meat, you know, the Warriors are seasoned. So I'm not saying, and they're proving it right now by taking Game 1 against the Rockets. But whoever they play after this, I believe is more experienced and better than that this Houston team, but rest would be imperative at this point.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors up 2-1 against the Houston Rockets, and they won Game 3 without Jimmy Butler. We'll have to find out whether or not he's going to play tonight. I got to believe if he can, he will. But
I got a question for you too.
You know, I don't know how the back feels. I don't know how he feels. So that's one of those where, you know, when we ask, should he or shouldn't he play, I'm not afraid to say, yeah, I have no idea. Well, it's up to him. If he thinks he can play and be effective, then he should play. If he doesn't, then he shouldn't.
Because it's all about psychology, life and sports, right? Stani, as crazy as this take is going to sound, let me know what you think. In no world, I know the Warriors are not a better team without Jimmy Butler, but if you're the Rockets and you know what he's dealing with, and if he were to go tonight and be somewhat compromised or compromised and not the Jimmy we know, do you think the Rockets would want to take their chances on him getting in there for the simple fact that if he's not himself, that could throw things off? Or are you looking at me like, ooh, they were down 12. The Rockets can't make a free throw. If Jalen Green does this or that, and, you know, they it could go a different way. Which would you prefer?
I mean, if I'm the Rockets, I just don't get caught up in
all
that.
Right,
I just can't. Right. I got to go into that game. And I'm just saying if I'm the Rockets, I certainly don't want to go into that game saying, oh, I hope Jimmy doesn't play. You can't have that mentality.
Gotcha.
You just can't. And you also can't control whether Jimmy Butler plays or not. So I think the Rockets go in with the same mindset regardless. Now, their strategy, yeah, it may change if Jimmy Butler plays versus if he doesn't play. But to me, this is another game for the Rockets like Game 2. They cannot go down 3-1 to the Golden State Warriors and expect to beat them three straight times. And that's why tonight's game, I expect them to come out and play exactly as hard as they did in Game 2. The one thing that's tangible, though, is the Rockets have to acknowledge that they haven't played well or well enough when Butler plays. I mean, they essentially beat Butler when he didn't play. They beat the Warriors when Jimmy didn't play three quarters, and then they win a game, the Warriors do, against the Rockets in Game 3 where Butler doesn't play. So the Rockets have to figure out the Warriors with Jimmy Butler, whether it's tonight or even in a clinching type of game.
Are you shocked at all? Because we gave all the compliments and used the superlatives and adjectives to describe the tenacious Rocket defense, but another game where the Warriors only had 10 turnovers, Donnie. Are you shocked that Houston's not turning the Warriors over more? But I got goosebumps back to, what, November a few years ago when Kevin Durant was a Warrior and clapped for the ball and Dre didn't give it to him. But I'm all over here. But Steph Curry, did you see the sequence where Peyton had it and he told him, give me the ball. Like, I'm hot. I'm cooking. I'm about to put this thing in the hole. Are you shocked that Houston's not turning them over that much?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit, and that's been a key to the series. If the Warriors don't turn the ball over, they're going to be in good shape. I want to say Game 1, the Rockets had more turnovers, they lost. Game 3, the Rockets had more turnovers, they lost. And it's pretty easy to figure out why. If you're a team that struggles scoring – I mean, you can't be giving up, you know, 15 extra possessions because you're turning the ball over. That's just a recipe for disaster. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what stuck out to you on Saturday night? What gives you confidence moving forward in this series? The Warriors look to take a 3-1 lead tonight at Chase Center. Let's go to Max in San Jose. Hey, Max, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
I'm doing well. So, great question that you just asked, Donnie. You know, personally, I feel like the Warriors figured out where they should be setting the high pick and roll. I feel like that unlocks GP2. If we get Butler back, I really feel like he can play the same role that we saw GP2 play at the end of the game there. But just a question to you guys, what do you guys think the Rockets will do to try to counter the high pick and roll and the placement of where GP2 catches the ball and has a lot of space? I also feel like setting it as high as they were doing at the end of the game allowed Steph to get a running start, so to speak, and really kind of pick and choose his spots on the court a little bit better. But what do you guys think, and how do you guys feel about that high pick and roll and how it worked out for us?
Well, I think it worked out pretty well on Saturday. I think the issue for the Rockets, I mean, you can't devote a lot of attention to Gary Payton II, because if you do, it's just going to open things up for everybody else. I mean, the reality is sometimes in the NBA, if Steph Curry's going to make his shots and Buddy Hield's going to make his shots, and then Gary Payton II is making some threes or going 5 for 5 in the fourth quarter, you're going to get beat.
Yeah.
Especially the Rockets are going to get beat because they have so much trouble scoring.
Yeah, and we haven't once mentioned Steph's 9 assists, Donnie. So when he was driving, I mean, he looked like Peyton Manning sometimes. And Udoka spoke to it, you know, guys getting lost on their assignments and bounce pass to Gary Payton, dunk, layup. Like, that kept happening over. But as far as Gary Payton II and the others, Donnie, not named Buddy Hield, I'm just going to live with them taking the shots, hopefully, you know, from the perimeter, and tip your cap if they go in.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Again, Warriors take a 2-1 lead against the Houston Rockets. Game 4 is tonight. And if you're a Warrior fan, how do you feel about that game on Saturday? You won it without Jimmy Butler, and I mean, what more can you ask for? You get Jimmy Butler a little bit of rest. We'll find out whether or not he plays tonight. I don't know whether the Warriors being up 2-1 or let's say if they were down 2-1, I don't know if Jimmy Butler would be more likely to play in one and less likely to play in the other. I just got to believe if Butler feels like he can play, he's going to play.
Yeah.
Whether they're up 2-1 or not.
Yeah, but, you know, again, I came in here, and even before the series started, fat-mouthing when you talk about my prediction. But, man, if somehow this thing goes back to the Lone Star State 2-2, then by any, it's Malcolm X, right? By any means necessary, we need Jimmy out there. And I did have that thought driving in. Do you err on the side of caution? Or is this thing going to be what it is, Donnie? It's not going to get better. And him playing tonight would be like him playing Wednesday, because that is the one thing that we do know. These games are coming fast and in a hurry.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he can play, he's going to play. But I also think that the rest has got to be helping him, at least with the pain. So, you know, it's up to their medical staff. It's up to Butler. And I don't know if 2-1 means he's more likely to, you know, sit or not. Yeah. I think it's a good sign that the Warriors were able to win that game without Jimmy Butler, obviously, though.
Now, you're the stylist of the show, pretty much the station when it comes to attire. Was that a fur coat Jimmy was rocking?
He was clean, Stoddy. Do you know? You had to have some thoughts on the fur.
I mean, if I were to guess, Jimmy Butler's
he was clean.
Jimmy Butler's a professional basketball player who's made hundreds of millions of dollars. I'll bet it was a legitimate fur coat, and I'll bet it was
mink.
Fairly expensive.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's poppin'?
Hey.
two moments of the game that I absolutely love. You kind of took it, though. But like Steph Curry, I was watching it. I was like, did you just say, give me the ball? Give me the damn ball. I'm looking like, okay, what's Steph going to do? He did one of the illest things. Bro, this is like, this. You can't make this up. This is like a movie script. Give me the ball. And I kind of never seen like Steph Curry kind of like yoke up on somebody. I don't know if you know what that means. I mean, like, get at somebody, bro. If you don't give me the ball, I'm going to knock you the hell out. He kind of got at GP too. And I'm looking like, what's Steph going to do? He do set the screen. He gets the switch. First, he did the sick little Jimmy Hardaway, Kevin Johnson crossover. Whoa. Then he went to the left. Then he stopped on a dime and went behind the back looking like Jesus Shuttlesworth. I kid you not. I thought it was Jesus Shuttlesworth in high school. He was so smooth with it. Hit the jumper. I love how he switched his game up mid-game. He was talking. I did like you and Shasky. I watched the game like three times. He was talking to himself, walking around. He was talking. He was like, man, I got to switch my game up a little bit. They had him bottle 0 for 2 or something like that. He started hitting the middies, going to the hole. It was just on display.
Man.
Last point, one more thing I seen. I don't know if you watched this. Steph and Draymond was on the bench, and they kind of like both wiped their heads at the same time towards the end of the game. That was epic. You could tell they real brothers. Last point, Jay Billis and Mark Jones, protect them. They were in a bag.
Wow.
I don't know. I hate watching ESPN basketball, but they need to stay together. They need to stay together. And Jefferson, he needs to stop just rooting for the Lakers and LeBron so openly. He damn near needs to get trumped and fired. It's crazy how he just obviously roots for them. I'm like, bro, what are you talking? Doris Burke had to check him, and I love Doris Burke. She's like, I don't think the offense has been playing. He was like, the offense has been playing wonderful. Bro, they got like 5 points in the last 7-8 possessions. What are you talking about? Man, I love y'all's show. I love 95.7.
I love you, Mike.
Man, y'all keep doing y'all thing. Damn.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. I love it, man.
Go ahead.
I thought Billis was really good.
He's incredible to me, man.
And I watched the whole Lakers-Minnesota game, and you know who I want to win that series. Hey, Evan, I know you're 40 miles away, but I don't need that. Richard Jefferson. I'm rooting for the Timberwolves. Yeah. I like Richard Jefferson,
I think Mike does too, but he had his Laker pom-poms on, or LeBron.
I didn't notice that he was
rooting for the Lakers.
Yeah, I didn't have the sound down.
When I heard Jay Billis doing NBA, I was like, Stoney, you know how I am about my commentators, but I'm with Film on Mike. I'm in. And Mark Jones, we don't need to say anything else about him, but Billis was, he knows the game, and he's not afraid to say, you know, what's going on, and I love it.
You know, I was thinking about this, and maybe we can put one thing to bed, and then you can all make fun of me for another thing. So remember about 15 years ago when Curry came into the league, and he wasn't a real point guard, but he wasn't quite a shooting guard. And I said, boy, I tell you what, he'd be great coming off the bench. And I'm looking at Jalen Green, and I'm seeing a guy that scores 9, then 7, then 38, then 9, then 26. And I'm thinking to myself, if this is who he is, and I get it, he's only 22, 23, but if this is who he is, hell, I'd make him a sixth man right now. I mean, you just cannot have a starter that has that much discrepancy between a game where he scores and a game where he doesn't score.
Now, wow, you preach.
I mean, you know, Steph Curry has a bad game. He still can get you 15 to 18. You cannot have your leading scorer scoring in single digits every other game, not only because that's not what a leading scorer is supposed to do, but then it's also game to game, you all have to, in essence, react to how he's playing. And in game one, he couldn't make a shot. And if his teammates sense that, they've got to play a certain way. Game two, he's going nuts. Then you got to acknowledge that if you're his teammate and try to get him the ball. Yeah. And then the other night on Saturday, he's not playing well again, and somebody's got to pick up the slack. So it's tough on a team when your leading scorer, you just don't know what to expect out of him.
Yeah, but I'll say this to that, Stoney. I think we're watching Jalen Green go through his basketball, his playoff puberty? There's no doubt we are. But where I have a problem with what I deem how he attacked and approached this game, Steiny, is, yeah, you're not going to make every shot, young man, but you cannot leave Chase Center Saturday night, headed back to the Four Seasons or wherever they're staying, after you had one of the greatest games of your young career with 11 field goal attempts. And to your point, Steiny, I want to bring up the red stop sign. I think Shingun right now is their best player, but Jalen Green, get in the game and meet the moment. I felt like he was passive, and if you can't do it after you have, you know, your breakout game in front of the world, that was just a head scratcher. And while I say all that, I want to give some kudos to Kuminga, who didn't do it and only played 17 minutes. I thought it was disappointing. I'll say that and get that out the way. But Steiny, he was on him some, and I was saying, okay, am I missing or omitting giving love to Kuminga for maybe making Jalen Green swing the ball and not be aggressive? But you're right, dude. That should have been a 8-for-24 game, but it wasn't. And we'll see what he does tonight. But man, Steiny, I thought he let them down.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is, you know, you start talking about Shingun, and
make a free throw,
a heck of a player, but post being in that game bothered him a little bit more than I think he thought.
Mm.
So they kept him under control field goal wise. And again, look, you can't have your best or second best player, and I'm talking about Shingun, go 1-for-6 from the line.
That's killer, man.
You know, and this is one of the psychological things I always think about with the Warriors. You can't, if you're the Rockets, you cannot be missing free throws. And then have Steph Curry making those shots at the other end, because it just demoralizes you. It absolutely demoralizes you. You're missing 15-foot free throws, and he's throwing in 25-footers, which seem like nothing for him. And over the course of a game, I just think it wears you down.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And like you said, if you're trying to pull off the impossible in a series, you know, you got to make your free throws, and they just, I mean, Steiny, to go up there and have the guys you kind of want at the line, Shingun, and to miss both of them, you know, and he wasn't the only culprit, but my goodness, the Warriors are in good position right now, Steiny, to go up 3-1 and put a stranglehold on this series, with or without Butler. I just wish I could give you and the listeners a better read. I'm no doctor on Jimmy's availability and how crucial that is in tonight's contest.
You got Celebrini's cell phone?
I do not.
All right, this is from Apollo Cruz on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Shingun was cooked after he missed that dunk. I mean, I get it. It's only one play, but you just can't be given away. You cannot be giving away points to the Golden State Warriors. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, game 4 tonight at Chase Center.
Yes, sir.
They can put a stranglehold on this series. Let's talk about it on the other side. What stuck out on Saturday as the Golden State Warriors got some big contributions alongside Steph Curry? And they are now up 2-1. Warriors postseason coverage is brought to you by the Agape Golf Tournament at Stone Tree Golf Club. It's presented by ATCO Pest Control. That's where we are broadcasting today. All proceeds benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate Regional Centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area. That segment was also brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.